Good morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here at Pebble Creek Golf Course here in Becker for day two of the state tournament on a beautiful day, a little on the cool side, but no rain like yesterday morning. But La Caprile Valley boys and girls teams are ready to go. Boys are already on the course. They teed off around 7:30 this morning, just finishing the front nine. And we'll get some scores later. Haven't got all the final scores, but boys just talking to some of the parents and Coach Bessonen. They're doing pretty good this morning. They currently we're in fourth place after yesterday's round and trying to catch Springfield. But I got Mark Halverson with me. Mark's on the coaching staff of the La Caprile Valley girls golf team, and they had a good day yesterday, Mark. And how the girls loose today, you think?
They were very loose this morning. Yeah. We're pretty much in the same position as last year. Yeah. We were seven down last year, eight this year.
Okay.
And they got a lot of confidence that they can go get it.
Yep. Bold currently in first place, right?
Bold is. Yep. They got a very nice team.
Yep. So talk a little bit about yesterday, the girls, maybe individually, and how they all did.
I thought Bella Stender probably had the best day of everybody. She kept it together through the fast greens and the... Rachel, Sarah played well, the 1-2-3s.
Yep.
Bella Jacobs had a really good front nine.
For an eighth grader.
For an eighth grader, it was fantastic. Today we got to get her to finish the back nine.
Uh-huh.
I think she will.
Okay.
Brooklyn had a tough day. Olson, I think she'll come around today.
Yep.
And Jessica played really well, except one blow-up hole. And
yep.
I think we'll get through that today.
Yep. So maybe some of our listeners don't realize how golf is scored. How do you score golf in at the state?
We got six on the team, and the top four scores each day count.
Okay. So the bottom two scores of the days are thrown out then?
They are.
Okay.
And we got to get four of them firing today.
Okay. And we've been walking around this morning watching the boys play, and how you got to feel how the boys are doing?
Harrison was even through five or six when I talked to him.
Uh-huh.
Austin was doing really well. And after that, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. So. Just finished a hole in front of us here and had a really good chip onto the green.
He did. He saved par from off the green, and that's the name of the game around here.
Right. And also for you Mineota fans, I was following Nolan Borbu and Cole Murray. And they're golfing well today, too. I think Nolan was only two over after nine. And also Jake Wagner of the Canby Lancers talked to his uncle Adrian. And Jake was even after nine. So Wagner was golfing well this morning.
Good luck to all the area golfers. Yeah. Thanks for covering us, Paul.
You bet. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, it's Mark Halverson, coach of the Eagles. Helping out here today, and once again a beautiful golf course here at Pebble Creek. Once we get the first nine holes for the boys completed, the scores, I'll call back with that, and then maybe visit with Coach Barry Bessonen at the break here. So with that, we'll continue with our live broadcast here from Pebble Creek Golf Course in Becker during the state golf tournament.